This audio is taken from Richard Joseph Michael Ibrani's video, a Catholic commentary on the Texas Mormon Ranch Raid, and was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901. And you can also view these things and listen to these things on the St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.
Here's the question. By invading a Texas compound and confiscating children from their parents on the basis of an anonymous telephone call, have Texas state authorities engaged in a massive act of kidnapping? Here are the facts. On April 4th, authorities raided the Yearning for Zion Ranch in El Dorado, Texas, and left with them, taking 416 children. The raid was in response to a telephone call police received from a person claiming to be a 16-year-old girl whose 50-year-old spiritual husband had beat and raped her. The caller, supposedly named Sarah Jessup Barlow, has yet to be identified, and members of the polygamist religious sect, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, deny her existence. Over the weekend, a Colorado woman named Rosita Swinton was taken into police custody and charged with false reporting to authorities. While police say Swinton's arrest is not directly related to the Texas case, they admit that Swinton is a person of interest in the investigation due to evidence uncovered in a search of her home that suggests she might be the one who placed the raid-triggering telephone call. Last week, Texas District Court Judge Barbara Walther was faced with the daunting task of hearing arguments from nearly 400 attorneys, each representing one or more of the children. At issue was the fate of each of the 416 children already in police custody. Should the children remain permanently separated from their parents and put into foster homes? On Friday, Judge Walther issued her decision that, yes, there was sufficient evidence of abuse at the compound to warrant the children remaining in state protective custody for at least another 6 weeks. Starting this week, the government will collect DNA samples from every man, woman, and child who lived on the ranch in an effort to determine who belongs to whom and who is related to whom and how. A spokesperson for the Texas Child Protective Services said once the DNA testing is done, they will start searching for suitable foster homes for all of the children. So here's the question. Was Judge Walther's ruling just? Should these young, innocent children be permanently taken away from the only parents they've ever known and placed in foster homes based on this evidence? And under what circumstances can the government legally come into a home and take babies from their mothers? Here's my opinion. The right to have children and the right to raise children is a fundamental liberty. The Supreme Court has ruled that that liberty is akin to freedom of speech and freedom of thought. It can only be interfered with by the government if the government makes a particularized showing to a judge that the children were in danger of imminent harm. But mass sweeping arrests of children and interrogations of them without their parents present is not only unlawful, it's criminal. And any evidence the state gets from these interrogations of these children cannot be used against their parents.
The Child Protective Services Department of Texas is afraid of due process. they would lose in a fair fight in this case. And that is why you're seeing them move so quickly, and that is why you're seeing them move unilaterally, because they do not want to have a fair fight with these parents on a level playing field. The DNA testing alone that they've done to these parents is unprecedented in our country on this scale. And if we all know that when DNA is requested, it generally creates a huge uproar, and there are Fourth Amendment search and seizure issues galore before that can be done. But here it just happens. And the parents complied with it today because they need to have their children back. And they're being told you can't have your children back if you don't do these things.
Reporting child abuse, sex abuse over and over again. You rats, you in the media, you filthy rats. Your children should be taken away from you in your lifetime when I watch going on here. You repeat it like a bunch of rabbits, all of you, last week. Sex abuse, child abuse, child abuse. Crazy eyes there on CNN. That despicable low-life creature, sex abuse, polygamous compound. Your children should be taken away from you on CNN. I hope your children are seized one day by what I see going on here.
But the polygamists in this case have been operating for decades. The authorities knew about it and them and didn't do a thing about them for all these years. The state of Texas has not found one single crime against these children yet. Even if they do find one or two, how can that be a reason for taking dozens, maybe hundreds of children away from their mothers? The kids here are the victims not of cruelty from the parents, but of the incredible cruelty and incompetence of the state of Texas. Look, if there's any evidence of cruelty by these families to these kids, where is it? Can't someone say the obvious here? Governor Perry, wake up and give those kids back to their mothers until you have some compelling, proven reason to do otherwise. What your state is doing here is Gestapo tactics, pure and simple.
I have been in the hearing all day, and I haven't heard any evidence to support the removal of my client's children.
This mistake has cost all of us a great deal of our freedom, and let me explain what I mean by that. You're saying, who cares about a bunch of poor white people out there practicing polygamy? Let them take the foreign children away. What do I care? Well, let me remind you of something. All it's going to take is a neighbor to call and say they hear the sounds of an animal crying in your house. Do you want to give the power to the state, the powers that have been granted to the fascists in Texas? Do you want that coming to a neighborhood near you? Well, don't answer the question, because it's already happened.
I think every American needs to be very fearful of what Child Protective Services is doing in Texas. Because if this is the precedent for the way Child Protective Services can act in Texas or somewhere else, that is absolutely unlawful, unconstitutional. These parents and these children are entitled to the protection of the law. We are trying to get that protection for them, and the CPS and the state of Texas are running roughshod over those rights.
Today is April 27th, year 2008, and it's the fifth Sunday after Easter. All right, now we're going to talk about some more hypocrisies of the United States, this harlot and corrupting people. As I say, the whole world is full of evildoers. It's just a matter of some people are morally evil than others, but they're all evil to one degree or another, you know. Hopefully, except for us good Catholics right here, we do have the faith, and I do believe that we're good Catholics. I hope we are. Maybe we have secret sins. I hope not. But the whole world is dominated by evildoers. But as I always say, the United States happens to be the worst evildoer. Only from Israel is the most. But I say the United States is the most dangerous, because she's the one who's bringing Israel to power, who's bringing the Antichrist to power. So the United States is the steel beast mentioned in the book of the Apocalypse. I think it's chapter 13, the first beast that breathes life into the second. She's really one of the beasts that breathes life into another beast, which is apostate Israel, and brings them to power so they can build their temple in Jerusalem and bring the Antichrist to power. But the Masonic and the Jews and the Masons already said that the Jews and the Protocols of Zions and the Masons and their Alta Vendita and their plans against the Catholic Church have already said that we're going to corrupt the world with perversions. So we're going to get the people so perverted and so that God's, they're going to be not in a state of grace, we're going to be able to dominate them and take them over. Well, anyway, the United States is at it again with her lying and her hypocrisies. And we're just getting a preview of what's going to happen to all of us in the future here, any of us that are trying to be a little bit virtuous. Now, we're going to talk about the United States. Just recently in Texas, there was a raid on a Mormon compound, and there's a group of Mormons that are living by the old Mormon rules. They're called fundamentalist Mormons. I think it's called the They're called the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, and they practice the old laws of the Mormons. Or one husband will have several wives. Now, of course, the Catholic Church, Jesus Christ ended that with the New Covenant. During the Old Covenant era, you're allowed to have multiple wives. Jacob and all the Old Testament patriarchs had several wives. So that's not something that's intrinsically evil, but during the New Covenant era, it's banned by God. Jesus Christ ended that. He says, and through his Catholic Church, who told us now, during the New Covenant era, one man can only have one wife. So I have several different news sources I'm taking these things from, but what you're going to find out here is, the United States and the Attorney General, I think, was the judge that was the one that allowed this to happen. Her name was Judge Barbara Wather, and she gave the okay for the Child Protective Agencies to go in there. And they went into the compound, this guy's compound, where he's living on 1,600 acres of land, separating himself from the world, which they believe is really wicked. Now, these people are wicked, too. I'm not making excuses for the Mormons. Everybody knows that. You know, they're apostates, really. They're really apostates because they don't even believe in the divinity of Christ. But the United States is the greater of the evil in these two cases. And it's sort of like Satan pretending he's going to come in and make a lesser devil more holy. Okay, so let's say the lesser devil in this case is the Mormon. The United States is the greater devil, Satan. And Satan's going to go in and he's going to go to a lesser devil and try to make them holy. But when people, now, so what happened here is the United States came in here, and what we see happening when I analyze this whole thing, they came up again. All the elements of what took place in Iraq are here. And all the big Jewish lies that are propagated in the press took place in what happened during this event. For them to be able to go in there, they went in there and arrested 416 of these older children that were 5 years and older. Okay, they arrested, they say they just, they don't say they arrested them, but they did, they confiscated them, took them off the property and brought them into foster homes, where they're, I think it's in a compound where they're taking care of them now. And they're trying to say that we only took them, they're guests, you know, but they're really prisoners. And the reason they went in there to take them is because the initial phone call that came in was from supposedly 16-year-old girl that called in and said that, she was raped on the compound. She was abused, sexually abused, by an older man at that compound, okay? And so once they got that phone call, okay, the authorities then went to this judge and got a warrant to go in there. Now, if there really was, if this is a question of a real rape that took place, that is bad. If there is a rape taking place in anybody's home, and let's say parents are raping their children, they should be taken out of the home. I agree with that, okay? But we're going to mention several hypocrisies. That's not what was happening here, by the way. That's what they told you on the news, that this one girl called in and said she was being raped by some older man. My other question is, too, even if that's true, let's say that one of those people on that 1,600-acre compound, one of those older guys raped a younger woman. Okay, go in and get that guy and get that girl and take care of that situation. Why are you going there and take all the kids out from all the families? They took 416 of the children, well, that's how many were in here, that they got a hold of, 5 years and older, and removed them from the families. That would be like saying that somebody gets raped in any city in a so-called Catholic community today. We don't even have any really today, but and all of a sudden they come out and take all the Catholic kids out of the homes of the parents because one Catholic parent was a pervert and raped his kids. And here's the hypocrisy in all of that. You're going to find out that they found out that this event never happened even when they investigated. They wanted to find out who is this 16-year-old girl that called in. Because when I interviewed all the people, they said, we don't do anything like that on this compound. It's an abomination to us. We hate that. That the reason we are moved here is to get away from people that do things like that. This world is sinful. They even believe, like we do believe, at least the United States is a harlot, and she's sinful, and she's destroying souls. So they're trying on the natural law to be virtuous, at least in the area of modesty. And areas like that. And they are, from the way you see them dressing. The women stay home, they cook and clean, they're submissive to their so-called husbands. They probably have one husband, the first one, but not the others. So polygamy wasn't the real reason they went in there, but if they're really concerned about polygamy, how about all these people that are married in second and third and fourth marriages? Those are not real marriages. You're living with multiple wives, you have five wives that are alive at one time, and now you're on your fifth wife. I mean, there's an hypocrisy here. But they didn't go in there for polygamy because evidently there's no law that really, or not at least a stringent enough law that they can go in there and arrest people for that. At least not that I know, because that's not the reason they went in there. They went in there because it said somebody was being raped. The children were being sexually and physically abused. So that was the first phone call that came in. But the point was, after they went in there, that got them the warrant. Then they go in and they arrest all the kids. And if they're really concerned about that, if you look at this Norris Soto Vatican II Church with all the pedophilia that's going in.
We begin tonight with a surprising development in the sex abuse scandal in the Roman Catholic Church. For decades, priests in this country have abused children in parish after parish while their superiors covered it all up.
These priests are literally raping boys and girls. They've been caught doing it, shuffled from parish to parish. If the United States really cared about justice, why don't you go in and take all the children away from the Vatican II so-called Catholic people in this whole country? Because they keep sending their kids into these churches with these priests. Where's the hypocrisy here? We know that's happening. These priests are raping little boys, and these apostate priests are raping little girls, and these Vatican II apostate Catholics are bringing their kids into the church and continuing to bring them there. If you care about children like you say you do, if you care about sexual abuse, then why don't you go in and take all the children away from the Vatican II so-called Catholics? Clean them out and get them out of there. And not only that, the hypocrisy is this. All these people that are taking these kids out of this compound, but most of them have pornography in their house and are watching filthy, dirty things, and so they're worried about fornication and rape, right? Go in their homes and look at their homes and see what their pornography is. Look at the television that they let their kids look at. Everything on TV today is directed towards pornography and immodesty. So they're pretending to be the knight in shining armor. We're going to go in and save these poor Mormon children from being sexually abused and physically abused by their parents. And we, the United States, are going to take care of them. And you look at the pictures of these Mormon women. They're dressed modest. Even the one woman says, we don't hurt these children. We don't even do such things. They don't even know what you're talking about. She goes, they're going to be so traumatized by you people talking to them and saying filthy things to them that they never heard about.
The FLDS will be facing very serious charges in court on Thursday. Listen to what one person told me last night.
There is no force here. Everyone has their choice to do exactly what they would like. There is no force, and we want the children, and they want us. They are clean and pure, and this is the worst thing that has happened to them. They are learning terrible things just from the questions that are being asked. Things that they have never been exposed to. They have been so protected here. So protected.
And then the people that are arresting them are dressed in modest like pigs and slobs, and they're the ones who are going to direct them and teach them how to be moral. This harlot of a country is going to teach them how to be virtuous. What a hypocrisy that is. Just turn on your TV set any day and look what's on that TV set.
We're going to turn now to some breaking news. California's Supreme Court has just overturned the state's same-sex marriage ban.
Say it again. California's Supreme Court overturned that state's ban on gay marriage.
The past 2 weeks, three female teachers have been arrested, accused of having sex with male students. So what's going on there?
New governor David Patterson was sworn in. He admits to cheating on his wife, not just once, but several times. And oh yes, she admits she cheated on him too.
We're now in the third generation of 50% divorce rate in this country. One of the biggest risks in marriage these days is infidelity.
A major drug bust today at a big West Coast school, San Diego State University, close to 100 arrests there. And tonight, authorities are saying a lot of fraternity members were also drug dealers.
Spend time smoking weed. I'm nervous.
The ongoing problem of underage drinking in this country, and it is a big problem. The report finds that 11 million kids under age 21 drink, and more than 7 million of them are considered binge drinkers.
Nationwide each year, 5,000 alcohol-related deaths involve people under the age of 21. Nearly 20% of 14-year-olds claim to have been drunk at least once.
It feels unreal, it feels surreal, and it's just, you know, it keeps going and going, and I'm...
Ah, weird. Hello.
Hi, comprehensive sex education, complete with information about birth control, appears to substantially cut the risk of teen pregnancy.
On the docket, former Enron executives Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling, who ran the energy giant just before it imploded, found guilty on almost all of the counts. Ken Lay, Enron's founder, convicted of all six counts against him, conspiracy, wire fraud, securities fraud, and a judge convicting him of four separate charges of bank fraud and making false statements.
Tampa police led him away in cuffs under his coat. They say veteran school principal Tony Giancola used his office at Van Buren Middle School not for parent-teacher conferences, but for clandestine meetings to score crack cocaine.
Okay. Are you guys ready? Okay, he's watermelon with the seeds and his dreadlock. Couldn't you
pinned
your hair off?
59 and a half is the world's record. Should take a moment there. With the...
This cat doesn't have a drinking problem. He has an eating disorder. He's Kimmy, 46-pound cat.
This criminal runs onto the bus yelling like a madman. He punches the stunned driver, even tries to pull him out of his seat.
When detectives raided a house on Fruit Street, they found an astounding amount of child pornography on two computers with extra hard drives, extra memory sticks, at least 100 CDs and some tapes. And they called their investigation just in its infancy.
Prostitution scandal tonight. The New York governor was picked up on a wiretap seeking the services of a prostitute named Kristen.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Two Missouri teens are arrested after allegedly hiring hitmen to kill one of the teens' adoptive parents.
Also in the nation's capital today, hundreds of thousands turned out for an abortion rights rally on the Mall.
The march organizers expected a huge turnout. They filed a permit for 750,000. U.S. Park Police won't give any estimates, but the crowd spilled out beyond the Mall.
The teens, the youngest just 14, were charged as adults, accused of beating a 16-year-old girl and videotaping it to post on YouTube.
Seeing the Rudy Giuliani campaign, last week Giuliani's friend and former advisor was indicted on federal corruption charges, and now there's a new lawsuit from book publisher Judith Regan, who had an affair with Kara. She claims that her boss is...
...out to a problem of epidemic proportions throughout this country, methamphetamine. It's the fastest growing illegal drug in America.
Government officials are getting more and more concerned about this nation's most often prescribed drugs, painkillers. Federal drug agents say medicines like Vicodin are perfectly safe when used under a doctor's care, but they are worried about an explosion in illegal use fueled by sales mostly over the internet.
San Francisco's police commission elected a new leader last night.
Last night, the city's police commission voted to make Sparks its leader, making her possibly the first transgender person to head a commission in a major U.S. city.
Being transgender, you know, I just don't see it being an issue.
And also, Teresa's definitely a great role model for all of us and gives us something to look forward to. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll have a transgender mayor.
The Farmington Municipal School Board has decided to keep the current policy in place regarding extracurricular clubs. That means that they have allowed the Gay-Straight Alliance to form at the Piedra Vista High School.
So segment tonight, 29-year-old Wayne Buckle was attacked by a lesbian gang here in New York City last August. Four of the women received prison sentences. In Tennessee, authorities say a lesbian gang called GTO, Gays Taking Over, are involved in raping young girls. And
the victim was being held in this Ypsilanti Township home, her hands and feet bound together with tape.
It was only after Sandy placed her mom in this Jacksonville, Florida nursing home that her worst fear came true. There, late one night, Virginia was sexually assaulted.
Coast-to-coast roundup of more than 100 suspected members of Mara Salvatrucha, or MS-13. Authorities say they're trying to kill one of the most violent and fastest-growing street gangs in America by decapitating its leadership. 25 of the arrests took place in suburban Washington, D.C., where this Salvadoran-based gang has become notorious. Members were charged with trying to chop a 16-year-old gang member's hands off with a machete.
In the year 2001, one quarter of the people who died in this country were cremated, not buried. Now, maybe you've heard about some people who take that one step further.
When we first found out about this idea of creating diamonds,
from the cremation process. It was like, wow.
That's right. As incredible as it may seem, that sparkling blue diamond on Bill Sefton's ring is made from the cremated remains of his beloved daughter, Valerie.
This morning on Today's Family, what to do when someone else's children are driving you crazy, whether they're strangers in a restaurant or your own child's friends. Do you have a right to set them straight? Dr. Ruth Peters is here with some advice. Ruthie, good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
This is something that's driving you crazy, I bet. I can just see you chiming at the bit to tell you. You see a lot of misbehaving in public places, and it does seem to be increasing.
It really does.
And we're addressing the sensitive issue of teens and sex, what parents don't know. A new study reveals the average age that teens these days lose their virginity is 15. So what's really going on with your teenager? We asked some 16-year-olds.
The average age that kids start having sex is about 14, 15, sometimes 13.
This kind, looking at the rate of sexually transmitted disease among teenage girls in this country, and the results are stunning.
At this Washington clinic, nurse practitioner Paula Bryant-Barnett is on the front lines of an epidemic. Teenage girls with sexually transmitted infections. 25% of girls aged 14 to 19 had one of four common sexually transmitted diseases. All told, more than 3 million teenagers affected.
I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud as I am. Proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too.
And that, folks, is the so-called virtuous United States that is going to make these Mormon children moral. These pigs, that pig judge, the pigs that are arrested these people and that have put these kids in jail, they're going to teach these kids how to be virtuous? These kids, yes, I said it, folks, they're evil because of their heresies and apostasies. I said, but on the natural plane, they were better than these pigs that arrested them. And they're going to take them out, and they're going to, and they're saying, these kids were brainwashed. That all they knew was what their religion was. Well, one guy said, well, aren't we supposed to have freedom of religion in this country? All we're doing is practicing our religion. And one woman says, we're not hurting anybody. We harm no one. There's no force on this compound. Anybody can leave whenever they want. And it's not a compound. It's really called a ranch. Notice how the press calls it a compound. The press always has a compound. And when they took the children off, they said, the children are staying with us as our guests.
Washers and dryers have been brought in. We have volunteers who are taking the clothing of the guests, and as they become dirty, they put them in bags, and the volunteers wash their clothes, dry the clothes, fold the clothes, and then return them back to the guest.
Your guests? Oh, you sent them an invitation? Were they free to accept and reject? What lying bastards the United States is. They're the filthiest pigs that walk the face. I hate them for their hypocrisy. That's what stinks here, is their hypocrisy. The real reason they went in there, I'm going to get that whole 16-year-old girl that called and turned out to be a hoax, by the way. We're going to get into that in a minute. But the real reason they went in is there is because their women were not feminists. They were procreating and did, not only were they against abortion, they were for big families. So they had a lot of kids. The women stayed home and cooked and cleaned and took care of the kids. The man was the authority. In the ranch, the men were in authority, and there was obedience. And this goes totally contrary to this harlot of the United States that wants all women to be feminists, wants men to be effeminate, and supports homosexuality and all kinds of sins. And because these people weren't committing those types of sins, they were a bad example to the people around them. That they could not bear to have these people in this community living that way. So they went in there, they took the kids, and they said, really what they're doing is, your kids aren't perverted enough, we're going to pervert them even more. We're going to come in there, we're going to teach them how to look at dirty TV shows. We're going to teach, every one of those shows that's on TV is filthy. Just look at it. Look at the commercials. They're half naked. These people out there are not dressing that way. They said, we're trying to keep our kids here away from the sinful world, and you people came in and arrested us on a false pretense and took away the kids from every one of the families. What's going on here, folks? You know, we're just close away from them doing that to everybody. Just coming in and wiping out families and taking them on buses and locking them up. And people are sitting back and allowing this. Now, a lot of people are angry at this. But a lot of liberals love it because they can't stand to look at anybody, even in the natural law, who's still living a little bit by the natural law, which these Mormons were when it came to certain aspects of morality, if you look at them. You know, they were dressed modest. They don't. First of all, nobody was being raped. We're going to get into all the other charges they have. But the initial charge was, and the reason they went in here was because of this one phone call from an anonymous 16-year-old person, girl, who said that there was abuse taking place and she was raped by a 50-year-old man. My question again is, well, okay, if that's true, you got investigated. But what do you do when you investigate? First, check your source. Who are you? Come forward and testify. Who is the guy's name? Go in, and if it really did happen, get that man and get his family, but don't take everybody in the whole ranch. And that's what they did. They took all 416 kids. Anyway, it turned out later on that this whole thing was a hoax. And they were interviewing the people, and he says, we don't do stuff like that in this compound. We don't even know anything like raping. It's totally alien to us. I don't even know this girl you're talking about who called in. She says, this is a hoax. And it did turn out to be a hoax. We'll read from one of the reports on here, from CNN. Well, the impetus for the search of the ranch and the removal of the children were phone calls on March 29th and March 30th from a 16-year-old girl named Sarah to a local shelter. Sarah indicated that she was spiritually married to an adult male member of the church and that he had physically and sexually abused her. In addition, she told the shelter she had an 8-month-old child. State law requires anybody who believes that a child has been abused or neglected to report it to the Child Protection Service Program. Nothing wrong with that. You know, that's a good law. I don't mind it. If what we're talking about in abuse is true, what does abuse mean? If somebody really is being raped in their home or beaten mercilessly to the point of almost death or something, I agree with that. Or parents are pumping drugs into their kids. Fine. By the way, folks, this is happening almost in every one of your homes. So they really should go in and arrest take all parents. They should arrest the leaders. The politicians should be all locked up because they're all known. There's hypocrisy there. But I'm not against, I understand what this rule is meant for. But let's sift out this evidence. First of all, is that sufficient evidence to give a search warrant to go in there and raid the whole compound? That would be like saying somebody calls up in the city and says at 518 North 7th Street, there's a family in there, and the guy's raping the kid. So you go in to all the houses in that neighborhood and take all the kids out. That's what we're talking about. And first of all, you do that without even verifying if the story's true. You don't even go to 518 North Street to check the girl and to check the guy to first see if that's true before you go on and get the rest of them. Is this due process of law? This is injustice. This is what I call an unjust inquisition. I always say, folks, this is not really about, there's no such thing as democracy here. They're pushing their religion, which is a religion now of total perversion and immorality, and every type of vice and sin that you can ever commit. That's what they mean when they say you have freedom. You have freedom to sin, but you don't have freedom to obey God's commandments. Anybody who's trying to obey some of God's commandments, on the natural law even, are being pilloried by these people. Right? So it would be like that. It's the police, first of all, what you do, normal course of law. You go to that house at 518 North 6th Street, and you go in there and you would say, we heard this report of a girl in here being raped. I want to speak to the girl, and I want to speak to the guy. And to find out if the story is true. Do you have a valid source? This all happened in Iraq, by the way, the weapons of mass destruction. It's the same stinking, dirty, rotten, lying bastards that are running this country. They came out with all kinds of witnesses even before the UN. Colin Powell talking about, we have the information. It's absolute. We saw a lab, we saw a building, we saw all this. And we got the information from this one credible witness. Turns out the guy wasn't credible at all. He was known to lie all the time. He was one of the most uncredible witnesses. They went over there and found nothing. And they admitted they found nothing. They lied. But that was their excuse to go into Iraq. And then when they got into Iraq and that excuse was no longer there, they said, well, why are you staying? Why don't you go home? Ain't nothing, there's no weapons there. Well, we're here to institute democracy. Oh, well, you didn't say that when you went over there. Well, the same thing happened here. Because watch, he gets exposed and they had to come up with another reason why they did it. So it says, Texas Family Protective Services, or a law, the force of name, the law requires CPS to investigate reports of child abuse or neglect. Okay, fine. Okay, ABC. As the hearings grinded on, investigators tried to locate the person who triggered the raid with a phone call to a domestic abuse hotline. And by the way, they were so much trying to get these people out of their town and to eradicate their example, they were having billboards up saying, if you're being abused, please call this hotline. So that when the kids and the women were being driven by, they could see that and call up and say, please save me from this horrible ranch over here, you know, because they were trying to get the kids, and they couldn't get no witnesses. Even after they arrested all these kids and took them in, the kids aren't cooperating, either the parents, and say, I want to go home. I can't stand your country. I don't want to be perverted by you. You can have me watching perverted things. We'll get into what you're doing to the, trying to do to the kids already. But anyway, they did get this one. No one's calling. You can picture what's going on in these Masonic, Jewish, Judeo-Masonic lodges. What's going on in the background? Is anything happening? No, we're not getting any phone calls. They're happy the way they are. They're not being forced to do it. What can we do? We got to come up with a false witness. We got, just like they did in Iraq, we got to come up with weapons and that. We got to get a reason to get in there. Anybody who's got eyes to see can see this is going on, right? So this supposed 16-year-old who's been abused calls on the hotline. The caller said she was a 16-year-old named Sarah who had an 8-month-year-old baby and that she believed she was pregnant a second time. She complained that her 49-year-old husband beat her and forced her to have sex. Okay. This was on ABC sometime after that report. ABCNews.com reported Thursday, Texas Rangers met in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Wednesday with local police to discuss a possible connection between Rosita Swinton, 33, of Colorado Springs, and telephone calls made regarding activities at the polygamous compound in El Dorado, Texas, that prompted the police raid and removal of the children on April 3rd. Here it says April 3rd. Texas Rangers accompanied the Colorado Springs officers while they executed an evidentiary search warrant at Swinton's residence for items related to previous false reports to authorities in Colorado. Texas Rangers said in a statement, during the search, officers found several items that indicated a possible connection between Swinton and calls regarding the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, compounds in Colorado City, Arizona, and El Dorado, Texas. So we're finding out this, it was this young girl in Colorado who perpetrated this hoax.
April 2008, the mugshot of a 33-year-old woman who may have made phony phone calls that set off the raid of the polygamous ranch in El Dorado, Texas. June 2005, the same woman in police custody in Colorado. This is Rosita Swinton, who is suspected of pretending she was a 16-year-old sexual abuse victim named Sarah at the FLDS ranch. So it's notable why she's in this room 3 years earlier. Swinton had been charged with making strikingly similar allegations to Castle Rock, Colorado police.
We are sending the paramedics.
A few months later, she allegedly started calling this 911 center in Colorado Springs, telling this woman...
She was a 16-year-old who was abducted by an uncle.
Police say those calls went on for more than 2 years. And then, days before the Texas raid, former FLDS member Flora Jessup, who helps children leave the sect, started getting mysterious phone calls from a girl saying she was 16.
She told me her name was Sarah. She told me that she was beaten all the time. She was on medication. She was locked away in a basement.
Then the raid. Police say their probable cause, phone calls from a girl named Sarah. Even afterward, Flora kept getting calls. As a result of the phone calls in Castle Rock, Colorado, Swinton was mentally evaluated and placed on probation as part of a plea deal. Meanwhile, police in Colorado Springs arrested her last week on a charge of false reporting for the calls to the 911 center there. And now, Texas officials say her phone number matches a phone number traced in connection with the FLDS case. But as of now, no arrest has been made. We look for Rosita Swinton, who is free on bond and lives 2 hours south of Denver. But it appears she's staying elsewhere.
Why she does what she does is a mystery. But if Rosita Swinton was the caller to Texas officials, there would be no more mystery about Sarah's whereabouts. This would be Sarah. Gary Tuchman, CNN, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
So, and then after it turned out to be a hoax, like the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, uh-oh, plan B. Now, that got them into the compound, and it got them to get the children out. They went, oh, well, that's regardless of the point. We acted on good faith. We really thought something was going on. But, by the way, when we went to the compound to check it out, we found some other things happening. So now that's why we're after them. Now we're after them for these other things that are happening. You know, like, well, why are you in Iraq now if that was the whole reason you put before the Senate and the whole committee in the United States that we were going to war because they have weapons of mass destruction they could create to do the nuclear bomb? That didn't happen. Oh, well, we got other reasons now. Well, we want to bring democracy. Well, what is that? What they wanted to do to the Iraqis is what they want to do to these Mormons. Same thing. They want to feminize them, make the women feminists. Because if you look at those women, they are taking care of their kids on the natural plane. They're behaving as mothers are supposed to behave. They're not going out and working. The men are not offended. There's a hierarchic order of obedience in that. And so they just don't like that example. It might catch on. Other people are going to imitate it. And the devil just hates to have that kind of thing happening around him. He's making an example of these people. So now, the host took place and he says, well, we found other things going on. Well, what are those other things? Now, I said in the beginning, they never went in there to close them down on a polygamy. Now, which I don't know what it is. Maybe there's no rule on the books against polygamy. I don't know why. But they never, even now, they don't use that excuse. So they came to their next excuse. All right? And their next excuse is that, well, older men are marrying younger women. Girls. Oh, well, what is the law against that? Well, evidently they do have certain laws, which is really contrary to God's law. Okay, we're going to get into God's law on when is a girl old enough to get married? And is there any such law that says an older man cannot marry a girl? I mean, the Blessed Mother was married when she was 14, I think, right? And Joseph is of tradition, he was either in his 20s or 30s. He was in his 30s, it's in his traditions. Married Mary, who was 14, all right? Brought forth the foster father, right, who protected Mary's reputation and the Holy Family. This was their marriage. Okay, so if an older man can never marry a younger girl, well then the Holy Family itself, God Almighty, was wrong, committed a sin. Okay, where does it ever say that? That's another thing, by the way, folks. Whenever a state law contradicts the law of God, we don't obey that law. Like abortion, for instance. If they ever came and tried to even make mandatory abortions on a Sabbath, I don't obey that law. That's a non-law. Oh, you're disobeying, it ain't a law. I don't support your abortion law. It rots. It stinks. It's no law in my book. And anybody that does it in the Catholic community is anathema, excommunicated, guilty of murder. I don't care what the state says. Texas comes out with some law, I mean, that they have, where a girl cannot get married unless she's over 16, 16 and over. See, here's the Texas law on that. And they're trying to use this law, by the way, folks, now. And they're equating that, what they're saying is when they break this law, they equate that to rape. That's not equivalent to rape at all. That means Joseph would have statutorily raped Mary or something. He didn't have relations with Mary anyway. That's another issue. But we're just talking about legitimate ages in which you can get married. The Texas law says, Texas law prohibits marriages before age 16. That's a non-law in the eyes of the Catholic Church. I don't care what modern so-called Catholics teach. The Catholic Church teaches through canonical laws that when a girl is 12 years old, she's eligible for marriage. We're going to quote from the Haydock Catholic Commentary on Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 7. I was just reading that this week, which fits into everything we're talking about. And the verse that it states is, I cause thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou just increase and grow great, and advances as it came into a woman's ornament. He's saying, I caused my people to be fruitful, and I made your wombs fruitful, and multiply many children. That's another reason why they're angry at this group over here in Texas, this group, because they were having many babies, and they were against abortion. And women were acting like women, at least on the natural plane. Now the commentary says this on that verse 7. Women are allowed by canon law to marry at 12. And the canon law also teaches they have to have their permission of the parents, though, if they're under 21. If the children are under 21, they need to have their permission of the parents to get married at those ages. 12, a girl, for instance, 12 years up, needs to get the permission of her parents. 21 and after, they don't need the permission of the parents. That's canon law 1084, or 1384, 1384. Now, that's God's law. Now, you can come around in Texas and say, hey, you know, I don't care, that's not a non-law in my book. I'm sorry. Okay, the same thing when they had the prohibition era. You were talking about that the other day. When they banned all alcohol in the United States. That law was made by the puritanistical Protestants, all right, that believed all alcohol and all drinking is evil. And they got their law passed and imposed it upon Catholics and everybody else. That's not our law. Matter of fact, if Catholics obey that law, we can no longer have the Holy Eucharist and Holy Sacrifice in the Mass, which requires wine for the consecration. Anyway, that's a non-law. I don't obey that law. I'll go around in the back rooms, have a still, and start cooking up booze. I don't care. Alcohol is not evil. You cannot tell us to do something that is contrary to God's law. Get that through your heads, you dummies. Now, I say this because even they try to say we have religious liberty for everybody. Now, I say it many times. Us Catholics don't believe in religious liberty. If we were power, however, and we had a situation like this, We would allow them to live on their own like they were living, and we would go in there and bother them as long as they didn't publicly proselytize and try to evangelize. The minute these Mormons would come out and try to evangelize the Catholic community, they'd be punished, they'd be banned, and we would fine them, and maybe lock them up if they continue to do. But we would still let them live in their own little homes and worship as we can't force somebody to be Catholic. We certainly would not go in there and take away their kids. The only time the Catholic Church took children away from parents is if they were baptized and were living in a Jewish family, because once they're baptized, they're under the Catholic Church's dominion. Other than that, if that child was raised as a Jew, the Catholic Church would not even go in there and take that child out of the family. Only time they ever did it is when the child, there is record that the child was baptized, and it has an extraordinary cases they did do it. But in the general rule, if a kid was raised as an apostate Jew in an apostate Jewish family, you can't go in there and take the kid out of the family. They did this with these children. Now, we're talking about the Catholic Church's laws on legal ages of marriage. So now they're trying to pretend this is the reason we're really going in there. It's because these older men are marrying these younger women. Okay, and the question comes down to the original guy who runs the sect. It is a cult because it's, well, a cult has many different meanings, but he's not Catholic. His name is Warren Jess, and they originally put him up for statutory rape. They said Warren Jess, they made it like he's raping young girls or something. But what happened was he supports 14-year-old girls getting married to older men. I don't know how old this guy was, 30 or 20s or whatever he was, but he married a 14-year-old girl. Married. They got married. Okay? And they're saying that that's rape. Now, some people call that statutory. You have different words for it. But they call that rape. What is the United States telling us? No, you're not supposed to marry a 14-year-old girl. Just fornicate with her. Just fornicate with her. Don't marry her. If you just fornicate with her, you can get away with it. Because they're teaching these little kids to be whores in grammar school. The minute they go to school, they're teaching them how Heather has two mommies. About lesbianism. About homosexuality. About all kinds of fornication and sex. It's all over the schools. Are you kidding me? It's okay if you have relations and kids have relations with them as long as you don't marry the kid. At least they're trying to make it under some type of a bond of marriage, even whether it's a legitimate marriage or not, because it's polygamy. No, in God's eyes, probably only the first marriage will be legitimate. But these people are making it as if it's rape in the sense where they're putting in your mind the idea that these guys are going there and raping these children against their will, and they're not doing it, at least they're having it under the pretense of a marriage, in which they're raising up the kids. All right, and these kids are being raised up with modesty and virtuous, and the natural law as far as sexuality is concerned. The woman came on there, just look at the interviews. She said, these kids don't know anything about this stuff. They're pure in this area of modesty and of sexuality. When they get married, they come together and have kids, and they have plenty of kids, and that's it. All right, but here, the United States is saying, you can't do that. If you want your kids to fool around, bring them over to us, and we'll really teach them how to fool around. We'll teach them they don't have to stay with one guy, or the woman, because at least these women have only one, but the guy has several wives. But we're going to let your women come out here, your little girls come out, and they can whore around with everybody in the neighborhood. How many people out here right now, all you people in the United States, you senators, you congressmen, have been married several different times, so-called married. As the Catholic Church teaches, you can only be married validly once. If your wife is still alive, you have no right to get remarried. It's not a true marriage. You're all living in polygamy. You're all living with multiple women. You're whoring around like a bunch of whores. Every one of you. And you're pointing your finger at these people on the compound. What a stinking hypocrisy this is. And you go into the Muslim countries. Why? Because the women are still submissive to their husbands in those countries. They're obeying the natural law. The devil is going for everything here, folks. He's going for broke. He wants to completely decimate everything, even the natural law. He wants to take it out of these unbelievers, so it's going to be even harder for them to convert. Once you pervert somebody with the natural law and immorality, and they become addicted to drugs and alcoholism and all that, it becomes very difficult to convert them. The devil knows that. So in this case, the big great Satan, the United States, is going after a little Satan, this Mormon compound in there. No, and nevertheless, even though they're not Catholics, we still have to call a spade and say what's going on here. There's a great, tremendous hypocrisy going on here. You look at all the child pornography, all the pornography on the internet. Go in your local stores and your stores where you buy food and look at the magazines on a rack with the naked women looking at the little children. How come you don't close down all those stores? How come you don't arrest every parent that brings their kid into those stores and buys those magazines? Follow them home when they buy one of those filthy magazines and take the kids out of the home. Because when the kids are looking at that, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be promiscuous. They're going to fornicate. They're going to have all kinds of dirty, filthy devils coming inside them and telling them to fornicate. So what's the purpose? You really want to go in there and protect these kids? You're preying upon them. Like the devil preying upon them, you're going to make them even more perverted than they already are. And make it even more harder for them to convert if ever they had a good will, then once you get them into this total lust. And so the excuse they're given is, oh, now we're talking about it's an issue of older men marrying younger women. Well, did you not know that that was happening anyway? That's on the rules. This is no secret. Their polygamy was no secret. Their getting married is no secret. So if you knew this in the beginning, why didn't you say, that's why you're going in there? They never said that in the beginning because they know they're going to have a harder case on that. Because I just read you the Catholic Church's canonical laws is a girl can get married at 12, and there's no rule that says that a man has to be X amount age, an older man cannot marry a younger girl. You'll read it in the scripture several times, it happens quite often. Where an older man, 30, 40, maybe even 50, will marry a younger girl, and she would make him a good wife even. Okay, this isn't scriptures, this is Catholic Church canonical law. This is God's law. I don't care what your law teaches. Your law can say, I now support homosexual marriages and civil unions. I spit on that law. I don't accept that law. And I'm sure those Mormons, bad as they are, don't accept that law. And they were saying, when the people are coming out saying, well, we can't get these kids to cooperate or these women because they think we're the great saint and big evil. Well, they're right on that one. You guys are definitely more evil than they are. Now, they're evil, but they're not as evil as you are. And I pray for their conversion that some good will turn to them for this and they will come into the true Catholic Church before they even die. And realize that they really want to ultimately, and all you people out there want to be protected from these things, you've got to come into the true Catholic Church before it's too late, or you're going to be told, not only are you going to be totally dominating these people, they're going to swallow you up. And did you see this happening here, the hypocrisy? So, we come to reason number two, right? It says, your new reason now. Oh, the original phone call was a hoax. Well, we went in there and we found some things happening, right? Here's what they say now. Texas Rangers said their investigation into the alleged underage marriage of adolescent females and older males within the sect is ongoing. Okay, underage. So they're telling you what the age span should be. Relying on the interviews and records taken from the sex compound, Foss told the court that more than 20 of the girls either conceived or gave birth before they were 16 or 17. Here they are doing it under their, whether it's a true marriage or not, it probably isn't. I don't know, God, I just think they cut off the balls on that, but they're doing it under the pretense of a marriage, right? No, what are they telling you? If the 16 or 17-year-old girl is going to be pregnant, let it be out of wedlock, because then she's not locked to one man. Look at all these high school kids. They're all fornicating. Yeah. You know why they're not all walking around pregnant? Why the women, these young girls aren't walking around with big bellies? Well, you know why? Because they're getting abortions. Mm-hmm. They're getting abortions. Exactly. Are you telling me they're not fornicating? Go ahead and tell me they're not, you lying bastards. You know they're fornicating. Look at the way they dress in the public schools. Look what you're teaching them. What a hypocrite you are. And you go in there and you're trying to clean these people up. You're going to clean them up? I say again, it's like Satan trying to clean up a lesser devil. Are you kidding? This is the hypocrisy stinks. And Texas, what hypocrisy? They have a law in here that gives birth control pills to kids in middle school. Which is 11-year-old and 12-year-old kids, they give them free birth control pills against their parents' consent. They're telling you, here, kids, I know you're going to fornicate because I want you to. I've encouraged you to fornicate since you were kids from all the literature and the things I've showed you and taught you. So to avoid an abortion because it's kind of expensive, take these birth control pills. That's like them saying, I know that these kids are fornicating. Why don't you go in and take those kids out of the homes? Why don't you take them out of the home? And you have proof positive that these kids are fornicating. Why don't you go to the abortion clinics? When every one of these young kids goes in for an abortion, I don't care if parents consenting or not, and say, hey, you're only 14 years old or 13 years old and you're having an abortion, I'm going to take you away from your parents' home. Does that happen? You already got proof positive that that kid fornicated under the supervision of their parents. It doesn't matter. If you're concerned about when a kid is allowed to get married and have relations in this Texas law, what do you do every time a kid who's under that 14 or 16-year-old of age, your 16 age thing, when they're 15 or they're 14 or they're 13? and they go into the abortion clinic and have the abortion, what do you do? That's proof positive that that kid fornicated at that age, under the guidance of his parents. Why don't you go then and take that kid out of that family? Oh, you are hypocrites. Your hypocrisy stinks to the high heavens. And you're going to have, these people are going to have a special place in hell for them, for what they're doing. You're getting away with murder now, yes, but your day will come. Even that judge, even every one of them, if you die tomorrow, your day will come when you go before the judgment throne of the Catholic God, and he casts you into the everlasting fires of hell. And every sin you commit like this is going to add to your eternal pain and agony. Mark my words. And this harlot and this evil world is destined to fall when Christ comes the second time and burns it up with fire and gets rid of all your hypocrisies, all your false religions, and all your lies. And the United States has to be the biggest harlot that ever existed because it's backed by apostate Jews who are bringing the Antichrist to power. Read their protocols. Read the Masonic plots. That's their plot. We're going to pervert the people so bad away from the natural law that they're not going to know what to do, that they're going to lose all judgment. And it's going to be and then we can completely control them lock, stock, and barrel. The Satan knows the deeper and deeper you get into habitual sins, the more and more control he has over you. And the harder it's going to be for you to convert. And they go on like this and says, Child Protective Services, this is ACLU, is getting involved in this, and they are trying to fight and say, hey, there's something wrong going on here. You guys violated some laws here. You went under here under a false warrant pretense. Now you're making up other excuses. This is very bad stuff, man. That means, they complain about all the dictators, and whoever they complain about is them. It's not the other guy. It's them. You know, and here, look, the ACLU, which is, this is reported on CNN, says, Child Protective Services spokesman Marley Messner said her department is in the process of finding temporary permanent placement for all the children. What we did was warranted and in the best interest of the children, she said. This is not about a religion. This is about keeping them children safe from abuse. Okay. Oh. And the type of abuse, again, they say was going on. They said physical abuse and sexual abuse. Well, we'll have a tape here. You're going to listen to this woman when she speaks. And she says, physical abuse, the kids are totally happy. We protect our kids. People are, we don't keep, they're not prisoners here. People are free to leave when they come, used to age of, when they're allowed to leave and all that. We don't hold anybody prisoners. These kids are so alien to these perverted ideas. She says, already you're poisoning these kids by asking them questions about sexual abuse and they don't even know about these words.
There is no force, and we want the children, and they want us. They are clean and pure, and this is it. The worst thing that has happened to them. They are learning terrible things just from the questions that are being asked. Things that they have never been exposed to. They have been so protected here. So protected.
It's really the opposite. They weren't being sexually abused and physically molested. There's no evidence that these kids were being physically abused, yet they're leveling the accusation upon them. What kind of court of law goes forward with a case and even gets to the end and sentences these kids and takes them out of the family without evidence? The only evidence they really have is the older marrying the younger according to that Texas law. And they can resist that on God's law. They say, I don't care what your law says. God's law doesn't make no such distinction as that. And as Catholics, we don't even acknowledge the evil laws of the United States. We don't acknowledge your abortion laws. We don't acknowledge your homosexual laws. We don't acknowledge when they did the prohibition. Nonsense. That's heresy. We don't acknowledge it. Alcohol is not evil. I'm sorry, pal. It's a good thing if it's used in proper measure. We don't acknowledge your regular pornography laws and all these other things. Now, picture about all the other evildoers in the world that they could have arrested. All the pedophilia priests in the Vatican II Church, all the parents that keep going back there and feeding their children to these priests. What about that? Nothing. Okay? What was really happening here, these are all false charges. If your argument is about an older man marrying younger women, at least make that case. Don't be talking about rapists going on. Don't talk about sexual abuse. And don't talk about physical abuse. You have no proof of any of those things. Alright? Now it says, the state's testimony before Judge Walther was meant to bolster the argument that returning the children to their parents will put the children in danger of physical and sexual abuse. So they're saying, well, whether it happened or not, It may happen in the future. Oh, so you know, that's like saying I think somebody might murder somebody next month. Can you lock them up for murder now? What kind of laws do we got going on? Now, if you had some real evidence that just this stuff was going on, there is no evidence. And this nasty feminist bull judge, this bull woman, this pig, is out there saying, I have to watch these kids, I will not let them back, in spite of the fact that she knows she has no evidence. And then the one lady that's responsible for taking care of these kids, you should hear her. We'll go to the clip and you can listen to what she said.
We explained to the children that we really believe that families should be together if at all possible. But unfortunately, sometimes that's not possible. I can tell you that today the children at the shelter are doing well. They're happy, they're smiling, they're playing, they're interacting with staff. I just interrupted a game of kickball between the troopers and some of the boys. There is an indoor play area for the children, a huge area. There is also an outdoor play area. Meals are being served 3 times a day. And then there's always food that's left out at any time, that if anyone is hungry, just like in your own home, that they certainly can go and get food.
She's telling us about how happy these kids are, and they're in a home-like environment. We're trying to make it just like home so that these kids are not traumatized. They're very happy. We're feeding them 3 times a day. Well, I hope you're feeding them, you know. But here's the and we even make it like their home. We leave out food all the time so they can eat it. Yes, so they can be pigs and eat whenever they want. I mean, well, these Mormons didn't look like they were had any gluttony, right? So now what's the United States going to do? You can eat. Did they only let you eat 3 times a day in there? We leave food out all the time, and you can eat whatever you want. You can eat as much as you want. You can have chocolate milkshakes this big, and you can eat. You can drink 5 of them every day. You can watch movies whenever you want. They didn't let you watch Harry Potter with the demons. They didn't let you watch these filthy pigs running around like that. We're going to let you watch it. They didn't let you watch the offended homo Mr. Rogers. We're going to let you watch Mr. Rogers. And these monster cartoons, they didn't let you watch this stuff. Oh, your parents are brutal. We're going to give you all that. You see? Look what you kids are all missing out on. You know? And that's what it comes down to. So we're giving these kids all these things they were missing. And they go out and say that they were being prisoners. That even the women, they don't even know what's going on because they're brainwashed. I said, oh, so now you want to brainwash. Now, I agree they're brainwashed with their heresies and apostasies. But in this area of the natural law, they're behaving correctly. So my point is this. Oh, so your idea is that because the kids were raised in that environment and the women, they're brainwashed? Okay, so what are you going to do to them? You're going to brainwash them to your way, your religion, which is liberalism, which is freedom to sin and do whatever you please, to not even obey the natural law upon your heart. That's the religion of the Masonic democracies. And so they're going to say, I want to brainwash them with my religion. I want my kids to be raised up as little whores. And one of the scriptures that says something about, like, the mother's a whore, so's the daughter a whore. Okay, so she's going to have to, my kids are drug, I was a drug addict, I'm going to make my kid a drug addict. I was a thief, I'm going to make my kid a thief. And they're going to be brainwashed with my religion. So when that kid is even trying to talk to be virtuous, it's alien to him. So what's the difference here? Okay, who's the lesser of evil? Who's the greater evil here? In this case, as always, it's the United States again. Trying to drive these unbelievers into even worse sins against the natural law to make it even harder for them to repent if they had any goodwill in them. It says like this, see? It says, CNN, in this case, the sex leader, okay, yeah, here's what they accused him of. Here's how it sounds. In this case, the sex leader, Warren Jess, was convicted of being an accomplice to the rape of a 14-year-old and is awaiting trial in Arizona. Now, this musters up pictures of, he's over there looking at this 14, somebody breaks in and they forcibly, it was an older man marrying a younger woman. She was 14. It would have been like saying Joseph raped Mary when he married her. He didn't even have relations with Mary. I said that before. But the point is, he still married Mary at 14. Okay? Because they don't even know. All they're saying is the fact that they even got married. That's what they're up against here. That the older men are marrying younger women. Now, when you listen to this report, boy, it sounds pretty bad. Now, if this guy really did do that, he took a 14-year-old girl, that is bad. That's evil. I agree. I would arrest that person and I would take the girl out of the house, but that's not what happened. It's what they call statutory rape, which is these false laws that say that a girl under a certain age cannot get married. Now, Catholic Church teaches a 12-year-old girl is eligible to get married, but she needs the approval of her parents. It doesn't say anything about the age difference between the husband. There's no such law, okay? I'm sorry. That doesn't equate rape. I'm sorry, folks. That doesn't equate rape. and all you people at home letting your kids look at these TVs and magazines, are you not raping them? Are you not raping them? You might not be physically touching your children's flesh, but you're putting the evil pictures of pornography and immodesty into their mind. You're raping them. You are raping your children. You're raping them with pornographic literature. You're raping them with these dirty magazines you pick up at the food stores. It doesn't even have to be the Playboy magazines and those other dirtier ones. Even those other glamour cosmopolitan magazines have naked people all over it. You're putting this into your children's mind. You're not raping them. You're letting them look at the TV. Folks, just turn on the TV and look what's on that filthy box. And they're not raping their kids? Are you kidding me? What hypocrisy we're seeing here. It stinks. You're giving them sex education in the classroom. You're teaching them it's okay to be a lesbian and a homosexual. You're teaching this to kids. How come you're not arresting these people if you care so much about virtue? Hypocrisy stinks to the high heavens. It's just like the Iraqi thing. We come up with an excuse to go in and get them, and once we're in here and the excuse is no longer good, we'll come up with another excuse, so who cares? So you lied to us. You're not telling us the real reason you're going here. Folks, I'm telling you the real reason you're going in here. Because these women were not feminists. Because they were submissive to the men. Because they procreated and had children because they dressed modest. That's why they went in there. And that's a bad example to people because it could become infectious. And the devil wants to keep people completely perverse, which means down to the... He wants them to break the natural law even on their heart. Because once people start breaking the natural law upon their heart, really, perversity becomes very difficult to convert them. And the devil knows that. Let's read some more of these commentaries from another news report. State officials contend that children were being physically and sexually abused. Or were in imminent danger of such abuse. Well, if they weren't, well, they're in danger. Well, what do you mean? Did anybody ever physically abuse one of the kids and punch and beat them up beyond the park? Well, nowadays, folks, we know you can't even spank a kid, you're in trouble. But let's say you're talking like the kid really, physical abuse in the sense where you almost kill the kid and you lock off a limb or something, do something, you go too far. Well, how's that ever happened? Well, no, we don't have any proof that it ever happened. Well, then if it never happened in all those years, why do you suppose it's going to happen next month? Or the month after that? And what do you call sexual abuse? Marriage? Well, okay, you want to argue about what constitutes a valid marriage and when valid ages are to get married, that's another issue. But don't use words rape and don't use words abuse because they don't apply. I'm sorry. In the history of God's chosen people, older men married younger women, and even now it's still allowed by the Catholic Church's laws, and there's nothing evil about that. Okay? Don't call that rape. Now, if you want to talk about what constitutes legitimate marriage and what are legitimate ages, that's another issue. At least be honest about if that's your real reason. But that's not the real reason they're giving. They're calling it rape, and they're talking about physical abuse here. And they're saying... FDLS members say that the state is persecuting them for their faith and that their 1,700-acre Yearning for Zion ranch with its soaring white temple and log cabin-style houses is simply a home isolated from a hostile and sinful world. All they're saying is, I don't want to live like you do, all right? You people are so bad, okay, leave me alone. Now, they're not bothering anybody, but they're going after them because because people know in the community or how they're living, and it can become infectious. Some people may still grow, some of the women will start looking at and say, hey, women might start dressing modest again. They're going to start thinking about chastity, maybe on the natural law even. The devil cannot stand to have anything. That right now, he's in such control of the world that he wants to have such total domination. He doesn't only want to have apostasy. Everyone's in apostasy and heresy, even the Mormons. But he even wants to get them into the worst sins against the natural law. And he says they deny children were abused. They're saying, it is the furthest thing away from what we do here, he says. Said Dan, a sect member, who spoke at the compound Wednesday, but declined to give his last name because he fears how it will affect his children in state custody. There's nothing that's more disliked and more trained against. He says, we hate that more than anything. Well, you're accusing of us, we hate with a perfect hatred. Stop lying about us, is what they're saying. Stop it! And we're going to follow this case and see. I'll tell you something. If this case doesn't turn out for their benefit, they don't release the kids back to the parents, we're very close to the reign of the Antichrist. Because they're already showing it, folks. The Iraqi war was started under false pretenses and they never backed out of it. I'm just telling you people, this isn't nothing new, really. You've been lied to in a big way since the end of World War II. I've been telling you this for how long? About even in the 1800s, about evolution, about... the Holocaust, about the Jews didn't kill Christ, All right? This isn't the, well, we're hearing that now. Okay, we have the litany of all the Jewish lies that are being told. They are expert liars and they admit it. They're the very ones that tell you they're protocols. We're going to lie to the people. We're going to impose upon them false ideas that they cannot keep to pervert them and turn them away from the natural laws even. Okay, so now it says, the ABC says, so much of what they do out there is wonderful, but there is a part of what they do that is very destructive. It's not what I would say, which is their apostasy. He said he wished the sex leader wouldn't teach their children to be so fearful of the outside world. Turn on the local news, folks. Don't be fearful of the outside world. Are you crazy? You can't even control your own city's drug addiction, murder, raping, pillaging, plundering, children killing parents, parents killing children. That's the outside world. They did the same thing to David Koresh in the Waco compound, Waco ranch up there, when they unjustly went in there. And you got to see that conspiracy, what they pulled off on there. And when they were trying to get the kids to come out, they had all the FBI guys drop their jaws and shoulder behinds to them in the window. Right? And then the Waco guy gets enough and goes, is that what you want me to come out to? Is that what you want me to surrender to? You want my kids to come out to pigs like that? No, I'm not making excuses for the Waco guy and the Mormon guy. They are evil because they're apostasy. But truth is still truth. What was done to them is unjust. And if you want to try to convert people like the Waco people, the Mormon people, we have to stand up for justice, preach to them where they're wrong. Yes, they are wrong. They are apostates. But the United States is the greatest of all evils in this case. And they're hypocrites on top of it. When they go in there trying to say that we're going to go out there and we want you to come into our world and make you even worse. Even worse. Now, the ACLU was going to get involved in this. I think they were going to, at least on this thing, I think they were going to get involved on the right side of it. The ACLU said it had represented it at the court hearing and the organization was concerned about human rights violations. While we acknowledge that Judge Walter's task may be unprecedented in Texas judicial history, it's never been done before what's happened here, folks. This is a first. We question whether the current proceedings adequately protect the fundamental rights of the mothers and the children. Terry Burke, executive director of ACLU of Texas, said in a written statement, as this situation continues to unfold, we are concerned about the constitutional rights that all Americans rely upon and cherish, that we are secure in our homes, that we may worship as we please and hold our places of worship sacred, and that we may be with our children absent evidence of imminent danger, having been threatened. Okay, Burke said, the group's courtroom observer, Lisa Grayville, added, we recognize that the balancing act is difficult, but we are concerned that government may not be complying with the Constitution or the laws of Texas in the execution of its mandate and how the raids were conducted to whether the current process protects basic rights. What they did doesn't protect any justice. It's even in the Catholic society, what they did is evil. Even the Catholic Church will not do that. Does it stay in your ghetto? Practice privately, and we will not come in and harass you or take your children away. Unless one of your children happened to be baptized in a Jewish family, then they're subject to the church and we could take them away. There's very rare exceptions for that. But they would not go in and disturb the children or take them away, because if the children's going to be of good will and convert, God will let them live long enough to become legal age so he can leave the home and become a Catholic. The Catholic Church never did that. I'm telling you. They always complain about the Catholic Church and her Inquisition, such were 99%, if you follow all the Inquisitions, and the whole method was so holy and so just and so perfect. Look what this United States is doing here. They're lying. They're mustering up lying evidence. All right? They're hypocrites. They're trying to pretend that we're going to go in here because we really care about the virtues of your little children. Folks, does any of you believe that out there? Even you pigs that are fornicating. I was one of you out there. I converted. God converted me, so he can convert the worst fornicator. Do you really believe that? All you people, go open up your drawers and look at the books you got in there. Go into your videos and look what videos you got. Look at the magazines you have in your house. When you go shopping the next time, just look at the magazine rack at the naked women on there. Are you kidding me? The United States wants to make virtuous children. No, she wants to make perverts. She's the harlot mentioned in the book of Apocalypse, chapter 18. That perverts the whole world with such perversions like Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's the United States. And that's the real story of what's going on over there. Okay? Now I pray first and foremost for the conversion of these Mormons. Okay? They're the lesser of the evils. They're still evil, yes. I make no excuses for their false religious beliefs and all that. But what the United States is doing here is a greater evil. is so great that it's they're going in there and purposely force raping these. Right now, what you're trying to do to these kids, they got psychiatrists talking to them. They're feeding them probably stuffing them up with food whenever they want. They're getting them used to liberalism and so they can no longer control their passions. They're letting them watch TV shows and movies. Oh, you put on some of these flashy little movies and the kids are going to try to start to pervert. Now, these kids were maybe got enough guts inside. They're the younger ones. It's going to be harder for them. But anyway, this is the hypocrisy that we see going on here. You got, let's see. Yeah, procreation. Look, what does it say here? It says, ABC, while on the stand Thursday, Voss said that the girls from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had told child welfare interviewers that there is no age too young to be married, and they wanted to have many babies as they could. There you go. Many babies as they could. What is that? All the abortions out there that abort their babies. All the women that even have one or two kids, but she still goes out and works and pawns a kid off in a daycare center. They're jealous. They're envious. They hate this. Because this is the way a woman's supposed to behave. Have as many babies as God gives you, and stay home and cook and clean and take care of the babies. What is the biggest fight we have in converting so-called Catholics? When they have women that are feminists that are staying home, not having babies, and not taking care of the children. Boy, they explode. As they say, hell hath no fury like the wrath of a woman when she's enkindled. And that's what's happening here. They're envy. They're looking at this. They're saying, if this continues, this example to spread, we're going to have to stay home and have a lot of babies barefoot and pregnant and take care of the house. Now you're getting to the root of the problem. Oh, they're having many babies. Evil. Oh, how evil it is to have many babies. You wouldn't be here if you were a baby when you were young. If you didn't have babies, you wouldn't have humans. I mean, what hypocrisy this is. In all these comments, you can see the venom that's coming out of these people. You know, and here you are, you got this, these women are dressed modest, right? You got these pigs that are in modest and say, come here, sweetie, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. First of all, take off all that clothes and we're going to put a bikini on you. Because isn't it kind of hot with all that clothes on here? You know, we're going to throw a bikini on there. We're going to make you look, at your kids. We're going to put a ring in your eye and we're going to put rings in your nose. And we'll throw a tattoo on your head or something. Then that going to look a lot better. You know, this is what you want to do. All right, and then it goes against authoritarian rule. Read this, ABC. To help make the point, okay, Curry described the sect as a very authoritative, he says this is a guy, Curry, he's a psychiatrist. You know, all psychiatrists, you know what I think about them, what God thinks about them, it's a false religion, they're apostates, they're devils. Described the sect as a very authoritarian community. It's not like a democracy. Oh, it's authoritarian, the men are in charge and the women are submissive. Obedience is a very important element of their belief system, and disobeying the sex prophet is thought to lead to eternal damnation, he said. Perry said he interviewed three underage girls from the sect, and they told him that they had a choice in whether to get married. He said, however, it doesn't feel to me like they have a choice. Oh, so he's reading their heart. And the women even said it. We force nobody here. Even a woman says, I don't want my girls to get married at a certain age, and I know what I want. I says, but we don't force nobody.
You never thought that a relationship between, say, older men and teenage girls and younger were wrong?
I would, for my own daughter, I would advise her to wait till she was of legal age. I would not want her to get married younger than that.
Now, the girls are all saying, nobody forced me to get married. He's saying, oh, I don't believe it. I think you really are being forced. I mean, that's evidence? You know, look, he goes, it doesn't feel to me like that's a true choice. Children raised in such an authoritative atmosphere, Perry said, have the independent thinking capability as much as a younger child. They said, you're so stupid because they've been brainwashed their whole life that they can't think for themselves. So the United States wants to teach you how to think.
Yeah.
She wants to teach you how to think. She wants to teach you how to be free from the natural law and all God's commandments so you can sin like pigs.
Yeah.
Only once the United States get a hold of you can you be free. Free from God and His commandments, and a slave to Satan and sin.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to captivate you with that. Okay, now, we're going to end it here, but I'll say, no matter what this, I'm not making excuses for the Mormon sins. Evidently, this guy, too, holds on to some of those old Mormon beliefs about black people. He's a racist. He's evil for that. I'm not making excuses for the Mormons. I'm praying for their conversion, yes, but they are apostates, They're Aryans. They don't believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. I think even they believe in their own rule, like black, they're racist even. So I'm not making excuses for them. So I don't want people to take that role. They're going to go to hell when they die. They'll get punished, even if they're keeping the natural law, which they are in certain areas. Fine. My point in this sermon is to point out the greatest evil out of two evils. And they are both evil. But like I said before, the United States is like Satan trying to go in there and tell a lesser devil how to be good. Okay? So I'm not making excuses for them, but I am saying, as Catholics, we still have to stand up for the rights of all people, even non-Catholics when they're being violated. Catholic Church has always done that. Truly, and that's how she converted unbelievers. And my hope is that my message can get out there with Mormons like them. The only way you really can gain eternal salvation is to get away from your false beliefs and come into the true Catholic Church, which we are teaching right here at Mary's Little Remnant, and that's the only place where you're going to find salvation and true protection. Okay? And I'm also making an appeal to those people in the United States to wake up and look at your own selves in the mirror. Stop it, please, with the hypocrisy. Stop it, please, with the lying. This country and the people become such good at lying, because our Lord said in one of the Psalms, all men are liars, all right, when they're weighed in the balances. And boy, we're looking at that. And there's nothing worse I hate than hypocrisy. And what the United States did in here is nothing different than what they've been doing for the Jews since they really were even instituted years ago. From the very beginning, the United States is an abomination. It's a Judeo-Masonic government that was formed to corrupt the world. Read Apocalypse 18. Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.